Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Y'all realize that your drive's getting ready to be really good? What does that mean? Your life and your path and victory is getting ready to get good. Your scorecards get, whoa! Yeah! I like this game of life. And God needs you as a representative, shining more than ever, so that that dark world sees there's a solution. Instead of us going, praying for them, why don't you pray right here? Why don't you quit pointing out other, why don't you pray right here? Lord, help me. Help me help them. Get a grip. I like that. So he's taken there, and the first thing the Lord got, he hears God talk to him in this courtrooms of heaven, and he says, my people know me as God and as Savior and as healer, as everything that we were, and Father, but they don't know me as judge, and they need to know me as judge. Now this is where crickets come out. I don't really want to know him. I don't really want to be judged. And that's such the wrong mentality of the judge he actually is. And we're going to see this, right? And so the Lord showed him that Satan, the adversary, is the accuser of the brethren, and he comes day and night accusing the brethren to him. In Ephesians 4, 27, 28 says, neither give place to the devil, let him that stole steal no more. In other words, he's looking to accuse you, looking for an opening. Satan knows the legality of this whole thing. He's looking for a place and a right to attack you with what? Spiritual depression. So that you are not a representation of what God's army looks like. And the truth does not march on. Yeah. Yeah. The word Satan means adversary. And it's the Greek word anti-dekos. Anti means against. Guess what dekos means? Rights. Against one's rights. That's what Satan means. The word Satan means against your legal right. And so 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because you're, what does that mean? The one who's against your legal rights, the devil, is as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. He's not going to devour the ones who know they're right. The ones who not only have the nice club, but learn the new grip and learn and owed it to that. Y'all with me? Okay, so he can't destroy some of them. They're still hitting it straight down the road, straight down the fairway. Now, so the Lord showed him something, and he opened up a book, and he showed him the book of destinies that his name was in and that his son's name was in. And so it was Psalm 139, 16, and was in there, and he saw this. And he said, and it says, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there were none. The father saw the book, it was finished, and all of us were in there, and all of our predetermined destinies were in this book. And Satan is seeking day and night to stop your plan that God has for you, the destiny that God has for you. And he's coming day and night, because that's who he is, against your rights, and going to the judge, and he's accusing us, the brethren. But if he has nothing to accuse us for, are y'all with me? He has no grounds. Now, watch what the Lord tells the dad to do, and we're getting really close to where I got excited about this. He said, I want you to bring you and your son to this courtroom. And guess what he says? By faith. because you're not there. You don't see it. But faith pleases God. God has a courtroom. How many believe that? How many believe this is all legal? He wants him to approach him as judge. And he says, I want you to bring your son, not but as an intercessor, stand in for him. You're the father. And because you have authority. And I want you to repent for him. Well, you can't do that. Jesus on the cross. Forgive them, for they don't know. Everything's legal, even that what Jesus did on the cross. John the Baptist, not understanding why Jesus needed to be baptized, everything was legal. The blood, the covenant, everything is legal. He said, repent for him. He said, now you repent. And he was thrown. He goes, why would I? Not that he was Mr. Tootie Goody Two Shoes, but he said, Lord, where did I miss it? He was just, where did I miss it? And he showed him at breakfast like a day or two before where he was talking about him, and he was saying things like to his wife, well, he hasn't and he can't and he won't and he'll never and he's not and he's are y'all with me? He's saying these things, which gave, the Lord said, which gave the accuser the right to come to me and say, look, even the Father says he can't. Oh, y'all aren't getting it. This can change your drive. This can change your game today. Are y'all with me? Today, he said, you come to me as judge. Why are they not coming to me as judge? I'll justify them. Why are they not running to me as judge? Why do they only sing about me in this as Father and Savior and Healer, which are all good, but why not judge? I'm their judge. He's your judge. That's a good thing. So he took those words against him and was stopping what he was shown in the book of destinies mentioned in Psalm 139 about his son's life. And he says, I want you to repent. And he says, when you repent, this is what God told him. It puts a gag order on the adversary. Legally. I really want it to gag him. Yeah, literally. Now he said, now he said, you're legally ready to declare and decree what your son will do that's written in this book. You were saying what he can't do, which gave the adversary legal right and weapons to come to me and accuse him. And it was all about that book that your names are all written down in. And there's a plan. And it's a good plan. Amen? And he said, now you're ready. Now speak what he will do according to my plan, not what he's not doing. He will fulfill the plan of God. He will live and not die. He will prosper and be in good health. He will continue to do great things for God. He will be fruitful and multiply. He will. He got excited and he began to praise. Praise in that courtroom. Glory to God. And the Lord said, oh, he reminded him of Isaiah 43:26. Can you put that up there? Put me in remembrance. Let us plead. Do y'all realize those are, the plead is a legal word. Declare now that thou mayest be, put me in remembrance. Does he have a short-term memory? No, it's the legal thing to do. Did God forget? No. Have you ever seen a court case? They will go, I want to put you in remembrance of the case that happened in 1965. And the judge already knew that. It's very legal here. You got to play by the rules. Right? And the Lord said to him, now you're in position to use your authority. And now I want you to rebuke this assignment that's against him and rebuke the spirit of depression. And that's when I ran in. I never knew that I had written that down. I forgot about that. And he said, that it's a spirit. That spiritual depression is a spirit that is allowed. He's looking for an opening to come in on you. He's looking for a right. It's a spirit that works for the enemy, and he's looking for some kind of right, and he'll stick around, and it'll be spiritual, and you are not representing what God needs you to represent. He needs you full of joy and victory and a confidence and a steadiness and a faith that people will see, surely there's a solution. I need the answer. Are y'all getting this or not? But it's a spirit, and they have to be dealt with, but they gotta be dealt with legally. Lord, where I've missed it, I repent. Let me read this from a place called Heaven, or My Time in Heaven. Richard Sigmund, have y'all heard about him? Great book, and he had died on the table for hours, and he went to heaven. And one of the parts in here, he says this, I want to read it to you. One very large building had a huge archway. I was taken into it. Inside were rows upon rows of shelves of books. The books were 15 feet tall. This was a library. This was the archives of heaven where all the other books were kept. The shelves were miles long and miles high. There were hundreds of angels servicing these books. They were going in and out, lots of activity. These are the different books about our lives, and these are the books that are taken to God when judgment time comes. These books are the records of our works here on earth, and if a person sins, it's recorded in that book. I was given then the understanding that when we repent, anything that was done wrong or sinful in nature that is recorded in the books is erased from the books for eternity. And that no one can find the record, not even God. That's the judge that's on your side. And you can come to him. You don't have to repent, you get to repent. We've all missed it. And we may miss it today or tomorrow, but we get to repent.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer. This gathering is held on the beautiful landscape of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. You are invited to attend in person or our live stream at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.